Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I am joined alongside Bradley Belcher, who is our senior pastor.
It's fantastic out today, Sean.
It is, and the window's open. I must warn you that yesterday, you didn't really have a lot of sympathy for me. A bumblebee flew in my office yesterday.
You were attacked.
I know. It was a hazardous work environment.
Totally. We need to call OSHA.
I think, well, we should just take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, right.
Because
of a bumblebee. That,
that's right.
That's not going to fly.
So anyway, this is a good start. We're filled with joy because we got to preach an amazing message on Resurrection Sunday this last week. And we had a great service. And so we finished up the Gospel of Mark. And you started off there in chapter 15, verse 39 with the confession of the Roman centurion, and we ended up in Mark chapter 16, verse 8. Talk us through the text and the sermon and how we got our way through it.
Well, as I was studying the passage, we have a whole bunch of different people who are encountering Christ, and in different ways and capacities, they're all expressing faith to one degree or another. And so that's why I kind of unpack this idea of different kinds of faiths that we need to apply to our discipleship in Christ as we follow him. So we saw, you know, early on with the centurion and with these women who are at the site of the cross. We talked about a courageous faith. And then we're going to talk about a passionate faith that we see with these women and also with the disciples. And then a relentless faith.
Yeah, so it's cool. Like when you think back, this was like one of the first subpoints, and I wrote this down in my notes. Is that this centurion was willing? Obviously, he had a courageous faith. He was willing to risk his position, and you said like he risked everything to say what he said. That's pretty powerful to think about. Like, okay, he's seeing this clearly. It's being revealed to him, and he's responding.
Yeah, well, for him to say that,
yeah,
and he's supposed to be bending his knee to Caesar.
Yeah.
This is an incredible statement to say truly this man was the Son of God. You know, just acknowledging Christ's divinity here. Mm-hmm. He's a centurion, so it's not like it's a common soldier. I mean, this guy is a leader among leaders. And so, you know, for this to even be recorded that we have knowledge that he said it, somebody heard it and it would have gotten out.
Yeah.
Now, what we don't know, it sounds like this is the same centurion who reports back to Pilate that he's actually dead. Mm. There's no differentiation. The same word is used. Yeah. So we can assume that he was the one who was in charge of this whole thing. And for him to say that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a pretty cool way to start off the message, willing to risk our positions. Keep going through the text there. And I know that one of the things that we did too, or that you did, was kind of give a harmony of all the gospel accounts to kind of see what all happened here. But yeah.
Yeah. And we have these four different gospel writers who have these different perspectives, but they're all saying the same thing about what happened.
Yeah.
That Jesus died and he rose again. One of the things that really touches my heart is here are these ladies who are at the cross here watching Jesus die. And for, you know, weeks and for months, they've been devoted to serving Christ and his entourage, you know, ministering to them. That's what it says in verse 41. They followed him and ministered to him all this time. And now here are their hopes. They've just been dashed. Mm. And yet we're going to find them shortly, even though they've risked their devotion to Christ all this time, only to have their hopes crushed. They're still going to be diligent and vigilant in overseeing the body of Christ and purposing to make everything right for Jesus, even in death.
It was interesting, too, because it's one of those things in the text that maybe just kind of gloss over. You don't understand, like, the timeline of stuff. But, you know, they had obviously gone through tragedy. Then they went through Sabbath. And then they wanted to prepare the body by the next morning. So they had to go out late at night. And they're there early in the morning. It's like, these ladies were obviously devoted, you know, to Jesus.
Right. And for us, as Christ followers, it is risky to devote ourselves to someone. Mm. And because we don't know fully, well, how's it going to work out? Well, again, we're dealing here with God incarnate, God in the flesh, the Christ. And as we give our lives to him, we can rest assured that whatever he has promised, he most certainly will come through. And that's what these ladies are going to find in doing everything they're going to do. And here Jesus is raised from the dead, which is just remarkable. But then we have Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who are risking the reputation mm-hmm. of these leaders in the council, very wealthy and able to risk resources financially and a new tomb. And they're doing all this, really putting themselves at great risk, even asking for the body of Christ as they risk their own safety before Pilate. Pilate just condemned a guy to die who wasn't guilty of anything, and now you're asking for his body?
Yeah.
You're kind of asking for it.
Yeah.
And so they're risking resources. They're risking their safety. The women are risking their devotion. And, of course, the centurion was really risking his very position.
Yeah. And so as the text goes on and the sermon goes on, the next main point was that we need to have a passionate faith. So talk us through.
Yeah, and passion, what should that look like, to be passionate about our faith? Well, as we see in the text with these women, and as we see with how the disciples are going to respond to all this, there's this ongoing vigilance, ongoing diligence, a zealousness. I mean, they like as you just mentioned, they're up late making sure they get all the spices around right after Sabbath, and then of course, on the first day of the week, boom, they are up, and which is Sunday, and they are out to go finish the embalming process of the body of Christ. And they remain obedient because after they're told that he is risen, they're told to go tell the disciples.
Yeah.
And immediately, they go and do that.
They do it.
So they're very passionate about their faith.
Yeah. And then the last point here, too, is for us to apply is that we need a relentless faith as well. And so talk us through kind of those different, we had different passages from Luke, John, and Matthew. So do you see there?
Well, now we turn to Peter and the disciples. And, you know, one of my favorite lines in this whole thing is when the angel tells the ladies, hey, go tell his disciples and Peter.
And Peter.
Remember, Peter had this problem where he had denied Christ. And now they make it very clear that, hey, we want to make sure Peter gets word here and the restoration process begins for him. But now with Peter, we see that he is just relentless and nothing's going to keep him from discovering the truth. When he hears the story, everybody else in the room doesn't want to believe it, that Jesus has risen from the dead in verse 11, and they did not believe them, it says. Mm. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. I'm going to go check this out. Of course, in the other gospel accounts, we find out that John went with him. It's a race. And it turns out John's faster than Pete, we find out.
He says it twice, I think.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And of course, Peter goes, you know, nothing holds him back. He's going to go in and actually look, and John waits outside for a second, and then he comes in. But nothing's going to keep these guys from discovering the truth. Nothing's going to keep them from believing what's true. And we're going to see nothing's going to keep them from proclaiming the truth as they then go back and report back everything they had saw. And of course, there's more admonition when they encounter Jesus himself in verse 10 of Matthew 28, where Jesus says, don't be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. And that's exactly what they do. So, again, what kind of faith do we have? Do we have a passionate faith? Are we the kind of people that, you know, nothing will keep us from what is true?
Yeah.
Are we zealous? Are we industrious, vigilant, diligent in terms of making sure that we're exercising our faith thoroughly based on who Jesus is and what he's done for us?
Yeah, and that actually is going to transition us right well, really well into that passage that I'll be preaching on this week and 2 Corinthians 3:18 through 4:6, and we're going to be people who proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and serve other people for his sake. And so we would really hope that you come out. We had a fantastic Holy Week with Good Friday service, Easter extravaganza, probably at least 500 plus people are on the grounds running around picking up eggs and stuff. And
yeah, and you did such a great job with all the music, Sean. It was awesome.
So yeah, so we were really excited. Thank you for coming out and listening to the podcast. And if we can do anything for your family, we would love to do that. We start a brand new series next week April 30th on Back to the Beginning, going through the book of Genesis, which is going to be
Incredible.
It's going to be good. And this week we have baptisms in our 11 o'clock service. Three individuals proclaiming their faith and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their lives. And so it's going to be a good weekend. So we hope you come out.
Well, thanks, man.
All right. We'll see you Sunday.